Ticciolo. Performance of beef animals after different corn harvest strategies in a crop livestock integrated system. Authors: Beatriz Ligasqui Cabral, Tiago do Prado Paim, Esnio Moreira Alves, Lucas Ferreira Goncalves, Lorena Martins Oliveira, Matias Silva Rodriguez, Roberta Teixeira dos Santos, Eduardo Rodriguez de Carvalho. Resume. Corn can be used in several ways as an animal feed in crop livestock integrated systems. The objective of this experiment was to evaluate three harvest strategies of corn intercropped with pigeon pea and palisade grass on weight gain since grazing through finishing. A triple intercropping of corn and pigeon pea and palisade grass was established in 9 hectares, ha, during the 2016-17 season. Treatments were determined according to each corn harvest strategy: whole crop silage, WCS, high moisture corn, HMC, or corn grain, CG. The latter was not harvested due to a low yield and difficulties to hire a combine harvester for only 3 ha. After harvest, the 9 ha area was divided in 6 1.5 ha pens for the grazing phase of the experiment with 30 non-castrated Nellore steers. The same animals were fed feedlot diets based on three sources of corn following the same harvest strategy, treatments WCS, HMC, or CG, bought from a feed industry. During the grazing phase, the area that was supposed to be harvested for CG resulted in the greatest, P less than or equal to 0.05, stocking rate, 3.02 LU/ha, and weight gain per area, 210 kg of BW/HA, compared with WCS and HMC. There was no response, P greater than or equal to 0.05, of corn source, according to each harvest strategy, on feed conversion ratio, FCR, body width, BW, growth, subcutaneous fat thickness, SFT, pre-slaughter BW, hot carcass weight, HCW, and dressing percentage, DP, during the finishing phase. The data reported here may be a valuable guideline for decision making according to the beef production system and economic scenario. Keywords: body weight, energy, feedlot, forage, grain, grazing, Nellore, silage. Este y otros artículos los pude consultar en la página de la Revista Colombiana de Ciencia Animal, Recia.